بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا لقي أحدكم أخاه فليسلم عليه فإن حالت بينهما شجرة أو جدار أو حجر ثم لقيه فليسلم عليه رواه أبو داود. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إذا لقي أحدكم أخاه, when one of you meets his Muslim brother, then he should make salam to him. And if a tree or a wall or a rock or some type of object comes in between, and then he meets him on the other side, then he should make the salam again. So this was the chapter we did. When a person meets somebody, he should make salam. And when he goes out and he comes back, he enters again, even though it was just a short while, he should make salam once more. So here they both were walking together, and suddenly a tree comes in between, and he meets him on the other side, then he should make salam again. بَابُ اسْتِحْبَابِ السَّلَامِ إِذَا دَخَلَ بَيْتَهُ. This chapter is that it is desirable for a person to make salam when he enters his house. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَإِذَا دَخَلْتُمْ بُيُوتًا فَسَلِّمُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah Ta'ala says, when you enter your homes, then greet yourselves with a salam that is ordained by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, which is most mubarak, pure, it is blessed, and طَيِّبَة, pure. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا بني إذا دخلت على أهلك فسلم يكون بركة عليك وعلى أهل بيتك رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. سيدنا أنس رضي الله عنه سيد الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم tells me, oh my beloved son, when you enter your home, in other words when you go back to your family, then make salam. This will be a means and a source of blessing for you and upon your family. All of us, we want barakah, blessings. So here is a beautiful recipe to gain the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's so simple. All we're going to do is make salam and we go home. When a person makes salam, then it will be barakah for him and upon his family. Allah will give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.